The ThinkPad. It's finally time. So today I'll get a ThinkPad and install Linux on it, so that I can transcend in the Linux community.
In my interview with Lenovo's Mark Pearson and Fedora lead Matthew Miller, a whole bunch of surprises are revealed that shows Lenovo planning to treat Linux like a first-class citizen.
But moving to Linux doesn't cost you anything, makes you safer, and allows you to use even old computers.
Lenovo just made a move that's lighting up the tech world. The biggest PC manufacturer is pushing Linux into the same official lane as Windows, and it is happening on premium machines. Lenovo is turning Windows from an assumed default into a choice, backed by real Linux support and certification that challenges Microsoft's long-standing OEM advantage. If that choice spreads, Microsoft does not just lose a few sales. Its entire Windows at the factory dominance starts eroding one shipment at a time. This is the moment everything changes. Lenovo's flagship ThinkPads now offer Windows and Linux side by side. And once the default becomes a choice, Microsoft's long-standing dominance stops being automatic.
Lenovo is already well represented within the Linux hardware community, having certified a swath of its devices for various different distros over the years. And the company recently revealed plans to sell laptops preloaded with Fedora and make more firmware updates available through the vendor-neutral Linux Vendor Firmware Service.
The move should make Microsoft's leadership pay very close attention. At CES 2026, Lenovo introduced one of the most consequential shifts in modern PC strategy, and it did not come with dramatic headlines or stage theatrics. It appeared quietly in the configuration options of its flagship business laptops. A simple drop-down menu offering two supported, certified operating systems at checkout, Windows 11 or Linux. Not a side experiment. Not a developer-only SKU. A first-class purchase choice. That is not a small thing. That is a structural shift in how the PC industry works, and if you think this is just a tech nerd story, you are missing what is actually happening here.
But now it's going even further with the Linux love. Lenovo says all of its ThinkStation and ThinkPad P series laptops will be available to buy with Ubuntu LTS preloaded, and not just a few specific configurations stashed away on a hard-to-find storage page somewhere.
Let's talk about what Lenovo actually announced. At CES 2026, the company revealed that its Panther Lake lineup, built on Intel's Core Ultra Series 3 processors, the Aura Edition ThinkPads and Yogas, would be available with Windows 11 or Linux as a supported configuration choice. Not a hack, not a workaround you figure out on a forum at midnight. A real option on Lenovo's own product pages for machines that are being marketed as AI-forward, smart experience flagships. These are premium business laptops, and Linux is sitting right there next to Windows like it belongs, because now it does.
When Microsoft began pushing this heavily in later updates of Windows 10 and now locked in Windows 11 for the most part, it was the first sign of a red flag. So the idea of the Microsoft ID is to tie you to the cloud. OneDrive means you store your data to the cloud. Lately, they're pushing Windows Backup, and of course with Office 365, Xbox, and now with Copilot, your life will truly reside in Microsoft servers.
This is where the real humiliation lands, and it does not require a single public outburst to be obvious. For decades, Microsoft's strength in the PC market rested on one simple assumption. If you bought a computer, it ran Windows. No debate. No alternative at checkout. It was not just popular, it was automatic.
Microsoft is forcing millions of users into an upgrade trap with Windows 11. They're imposing arbitrary requirements on perfectly good computers by mandating the use of a TPM chip and demanding that you use a Microsoft account.
That automatic status is what built the empire. OEM relationships, licensing leverage, ecosystem control, all of it depended on Windows being the unquestioned default. Lenovo just disrupted that structure in the most understated way possible. They did not attack Windows. They did not abandon it. They simply introduced a choice. And once the default becomes a menu, the power dynamic changes. When the world's largest PC manufacturer normalizes Linux as a first-party purchase option on premium non-Apple hardware, Windows stops being the computer and starts being one of the options. That transition, quiet as it sounds, is the thing Microsoft has spent decades preventing.
Which features a newer, more modern layout with a start menu in the middle and an overhauled file explorer, which, in my honest opinion, is a bit clunkier than the Windows 10 interface, but in the case of Windows 11, with some good comes a lot of bad. Microsoft made an announcement that they will be ending support for Windows 10 on October 14, 2025, which will, in turn, stop any and all security patches and updates.
To understand why this cuts so deep, you have to understand how Microsoft's leverage actually worked. It was never really about software quality alone. It was about OEM bundling. Microsoft's power came from the fact that the moment a manufacturer put Windows on a machine by default, they handed Microsoft the customer. The OS was pre-installed, pre-activated, pre-assumed. Switching away meant friction, drivers breaking, support tickets, IT teams saying no. That friction was not accidental. It was the moat. Lenovo is filling in that moat, one certified configuration at a time. And they have been building toward this for years in ways that most people completely missed.
Was when Microsoft overwrote the boot instructions, which in my case is set up to be dual boot. I can choose to boot Linux or Windows. I'm primarily a Linux user. Then it completely overwrites the boot instructions, so now I can't boot to Linux. So usually I have to always put a delay on Windows updates, which you can only delay up to 2 weeks. This gives me an allowance to prepare for a catastrophe.
Before CES even happened, Lenovo had already certified its entire ThinkStation and ThinkPad P-Series workstation portfolio for Ubuntu LTS and Red Hat Enterprise Linux. Every single machine in that line. These are not budget laptops for casual users. The P-Series and ThinkStation are the machines that engineers run simulations on, that developers build production infrastructure with, that data scientists use to train models, that architects and creators rely on for heavy professional workloads. The segment of users who work on these machines are exactly the people who influence what OS an entire company standardizes on. When a senior engineer tells their IT department, "I need Linux and it has to work," IT listens.
Mark says, the Linux program at Lenovo is very much alive. Last year was crazy slash exhausting slash frustrating slash exciting and was a big learning curve, particularly with regards to our internal process and the steps between certifying a platform and actually getting it out to market.
Lenovo made IT's job easier. That is the strategic move that nobody is talking about loudly enough. Because it is one thing to say, Linux works on our machines. Lots of manufacturers have said that for years and meant almost nothing by it. What Lenovo committed to is a different level entirely. They promised end-to-end Linux support. Patches, updates, driver and firmware maintenance, BIOS optimization specifically for Linux, dedicated web support, Linux-specific forms, and configuration guidance from the OEM itself. That is the difference between Linux compatible and Linux deployable. The first one is a footnote. The second one is a product line.
I know if you're anything like me, then you're sick and tired of Microsoft playing around with your computer and treating it like it belongs to them. What if I told you that I know a way to avoid all of this data collection and make your computer yours again? The answer, my friends, is Linux. Linux doesn't have a requirement for TPM chips or secure boot.
And then they went further. Lenovo committed to upstreaming device drivers directly to the Linux kernel. If you are not a developer, here is what that means in plain language. Instead of Lenovo shipping a driver that only works with one specific version of one specific Linux distribution and then breaking the next time the kernel updates, those drivers become part of Linux itself. They get maintained by the community, tested broadly, and stay stable across distributions over time. This is not a small technical detail. This is Lenovo betting that Linux is a long-term platform worth investing in at the infrastructure level, not just slapping a penguin sticker on a spec sheet.
So basically, the problem with this update began with an installation process itself, and many users reported that the KB507-7181 fails to complete.
The Fedora angle adds another layer of credibility that people keep glossing over. Lenovo has official Fedora support documentation. Fedora Ready Marketing exists. Firmware update pathways through LVFS, the Linux Vendor Firmware Service, are documented and functional on Lenovo hardware. This is not vibes. This is an ecosystem. And when you combine certified Ubuntu support, Red Hat certification, Fedora Ready status, and kernel upstream commitments, you are looking at a company that has quietly built one of the most comprehensive Linux hardware programs of any major OEM on Earth. And if this breakdown is changing how you see the Windows versus Linux conversation, take a second to hit like, share, and subscribe, because what is happening here is bigger than one announcement.
Linux doesn't even care about being installed on a computer. You can almost literally run Linux on whatever you want. You own your copy of Linux, say what gets installed, you say what runs in the background and what doesn't. It's all yours to control.
Now here is where Microsoft's vulnerability becomes impossible to ignore, because the timing of all of this is not coincidental. Windows 10 support ended on October 14th, 2025. That date just passed, and it set off a chain reaction that Microsoft is still managing. Hundreds of millions of devices hit a wall. Users and businesses faced a fork in the road. Upgrade to Windows 11, which has hardware requirements that locked out a massive portion of existing machines, or pay for extended security updates and keep running an OS that Microsoft officially stopped supporting.
In Windows, Control Panel is a little harder to access, actually. More clicks. On Ubuntu, it's always on the top right. Less clicks. It has a lot fewer options than Windows, to be honest. It's a lot less complicated.
The extended security update program is real, and it costs real money. For businesses, ESU starts at $61 per device for year one, and goes up from there annually. For consumers, extended support has been reported at around $30 per year, with enrollment requiring a Microsoft account, which is a pressure point for users who specifically avoided the Microsoft account requirement that came with Windows 11. So Microsoft is essentially charging people to stay on the old version while nudging them toward the new version through account integration. That is a hard sell to someone who was already frustrated. Microsoft did blink in one significant way. They extended Microsoft 365 app security updates on Windows 10 through October 2028. Think about what that move signals. It is an acknowledgement that the Windows 10 installed base is so large and so resistant to upgrading that Microsoft had to extend its own application support to avoid losing those users entirely. That is not confidence. That is a company managing a much messier transition than it planned for.
One of the distinguishing features about Linux is that the operating system and most of the apps you use for normal day-to-day computing are all free. So this is the first fear to eliminate. It does not cost you anything to make a move. In fact, you can even test your computer first before you make a permanent move, so there's even less risk. And not only is Linux free, but it's open source.
And this is exactly the environment in which Lenovo's Linux push lands with maximum impact. OEMs and enterprise IT departments do not move based on ideology. They move based on deployment friction, support burden, compliance requirements, and lifecycle cost. When Microsoft's own update economics start adding per-device fees, when hardware requirements force premature refresh cycles, when account integration requirements create compliance concerns in regulated industries, the calculation around Linux changes. Not because Linux became perfect overnight, but because the cost of staying on Windows went up while the cost of deploying Linux went down, specifically because Lenovo removed the support excuse.
Microsoft made an announcement that they will be ending support for Windows 10 on October 14, 2025, which will, in turn, stop any and all security patches and updates, unless, of course, you want to pay FatStacks Billy G your sweet, sweet money for the Extended Security Updates program.
The historical blocker for Linux and enterprise was always, drivers are a nightmare and you are on your own. Lenovo just took that objection off the table. When a dev team, a security team, or a regulated organization looks at deploying Linux now, they are not just looking at the OS. They are looking at a ThinkPad with certified Ubuntu support, upstream kernel drivers, Lenovo maintained firmware updates, and a dedicated support portal. The IT department can approve that. They could not approve the version of Linux that existed 5 years ago in the enterprise imagination.
But we got a lot of feedback from people mostly saying to try Linux Mint.
This is the structural erosion that Microsoft should actually be worried about. Not a dramatic defection where Lenovo announces it is dropping Windows. That is not happening. Windows still ships on the vast majority of Lenovo machines and will for years. The threat is subtler and harder to defend against. It is the normalization of choice. Once Linux is a supported checkbox on premium corporate class hardware, it gets easier to approve, easier to deploy, and easier to expand. The first approval is the hardest. The 10th is routine.
Stuff like a Linux equivalent to Lenovo Vantage. Stuff like global availability and shipping. The community happily freaks out. And I freaked out right alongside you.
Consider what happens if HP runs this play, or Dell, or Asus on its Pro line. Each additional OEM that adds Linux as a certified, supported, purchasable option at the flagship tier makes it slightly more normal, slightly more expected, slightly more assumed. At some point, the question stops being, why would you use Linux? And starts being, why are you paying the Windows tax? That shift in framing is worth more than any single product announcement.
The fingerprint sensor, sent upstream to benefit the entire ecosystem. That now is getting applied on a much bigger scale. Another quote from Rob Herman. What's more, Lenovo will also upstream device drivers directly to the Linux kernel to help maintain stability and compatibility throughout the life of the workstation. So what that means is now all of the ThinkStations, all of the ThinkPad P-Series laptops, you're going to be able to have pretty solid compatibility with any Linux distribution that you choose to use on those machines.
Microsoft's traditional advantage was that the default was unquestioned. You did not choose Windows. You just got Windows, the way you just get air when you open a window. Lenovo replaced that assumption with a dropdown. A dropdown does not sound dramatic, but in the economics of operating system dominance, the moment users start consciously choosing Windows instead of just receiving it, Microsoft has to compete on merit in a way it has never had to at the OEM level before.
Some of you have machines that are running perfectly fine but are suddenly labeled as machina non grata by Microsoft because it does not have a TPM security chip. So they want to consider it e-waste now. You cannot upgrade these to Windows 11. In the meantime, if your machine allows it, once you move to Windows 11, the Copilot features are now activated and suddenly you have a very invasive spy machine that records every action you take on the computer.
The real risk for Microsoft is not a dramatic Linux takeover. It is a quiet compounding shift in the foundations of the OEM relationship. Linux certification expands across premium product lines. Driver stability improves as upstream contributions mature. Enterprise IT teams build internal Linux expertise. The economics after Windows 10 push more organizations to evaluate costs instead of accepting assumptions. And eventually, Windows is no longer the automatic default. It becomes a decision that must be justified every single time.
It turns out that a growing amount of people are starting to receive major problems with this particular update.
Lenovo did not attack Microsoft. They introduced normalization. They positioned Linux as a standard, supported, enterprise-ready option rather than an exception. So here is the question that matters. If the next generation of IT leaders grows up treating Linux as equal at the point of purchase, what does that do to Microsoft's long-term leverage? Drop your thoughts in the comments.